Okay, good morning, everyone. This will be a bit challenging for me because I practiced for 18 minutes somehow, but I will skip through some introductory parts and I'll be okay. So my name is Gökner Cine. I am a postdoc at Walter and Eliza Hall Institute in Melbourne, Australia, which is known as WEHI. Some of you might heard of it. And so for last couple of years, I've been working on gene set test method development. And the latest methods we developed is called FRI, and I'll talk about it today, and it's Arshania. So before I talk about FRI, I wanted to give a brief description of what differential expression analysis is, but I will skip through that. This is a simplified RNA-seq experiment. We are counting the mapped reads for each genomic feature and obtaining a count matrix. This is where we are working on, and by using the information from count matrix, we are trying to identify the genes which differentially express between different conditions. As you can see from this heat map, so there is some expression in some of the genes in first condition and some moderately differentially expressed in second condition. So in the early biological research, only one gene or a few genes were studied, but after the pathways and interactions between genes has been discovered, the more larger biological processes became more important to analyze or focus on. There are many pathway analysis, pathway databases, Genontology, KEK, string database, and so on, which are storing this information systematically. So what GeneSet test does is they try to figure out the higher order, most enriched biology in the given example. So given experiments, sorry. So what do they test? They might be testing self-contained hypothesis, which is take the gene set of interest and just in its own terms determines if this gene set is enriched, or there are competitive tests. You can test the gene set of interest and compare it with the other gene sets might be interesting to the experiment. So GeneSet test methods takes inputs from NGS data along with the pathway annotations. Then just the earliest methods were based on overrepresentation analysis. Now there are more advanced techniques, functional class scoring techniques. So what they do is they take the count matrix, which makes more sense because then you can take into consideration the gene-wise variances, the distribution of the genes across the samples, or correlation structure between genes. Then what this method do is calculate the gene-level statistics for each individual gene, then aggregate them as a gene-level statistics. So there are many GeneSet test methods out there. So what makes them different is the assessment of test statistics mainly. So in assessment, there are commonly used technique, which is permutation test. You might all know about it because it is testing the if a gene set of interest or anything you are interested in is randomly happening or it is actually differentially expressed. So the most commonly used test, GeneSet test using permutation, is GSEA, which is known as GeneSet Enrichment Analysis. And the alternative assessment is rotation test, which calculates the residual space rotation. Then it can produce unlimited number of test statistics instead of unlike permutation test, because permutation test can create as many whatever the permutation of the sample sizes, and also rotation test can be applicable to complex arbitrary designs. ROST, one of the GINSET test methods from NIMA package, uses that technique. I will talk about it. So let's come back to Fry. I talked about the structure of method GINSET test method development so far. So Gordon Smart is the main author of the NIMA package and people from his lab. And Fry is a GINSET testing method in this package. Before I talk about Fry, I want to give a quick overview on the other GINSET test methods in NIMA package. Then it will clarify that how we motivated to come up with the idea of Fry. So there are GINSET tests with CoxGST. These are permutation-based methods recently developed, Gona and Kega. You can quickly check which GINSETs are enriched by using Gona and Kega, but they are based on overrepresentation analysis. So at this stage, talking about barcode plot, it's worth talking about barcode plot because it is a unique feature of LIMA GINSET test methods to visualize the bidirectional relationships for the GINSET. I will show an example of it as well. So then Gordon and Devu came up with the more advanced methods called CAMERA, which does competitive test, and ROST, as I mentioned, rotation-based test. So since ROST has really remarkable features, we thought we should improve the downsides of ROST. So we came up with the idea of Fry. Fry is more effective, so because ROST is quite slow while you are testing the large data sets. So ROST, Fry doesn't have an acronym, but it kind of refers to quicker version of ROST, so fast ROST, and which makes sense, frying things. So and also Fry approaches to the limiting p-values one could obtain from performing a large number of rotations with ROST without compromising power. So I want to explain that by talking about the one experiment. So I am currently collaborating with stem cell and cancer division researchers from this division. One of the experiments we recently analyzed was the comparison of breast cancer subtypes. So human breast tissue biopsies are taken from patients with different type of breast cancer and transplanted into mice, let them grow, and then samples are collected. So we have small number of samples here. Like we have 6 estrogen receptor subtypes and 6 BRCA1 mutated sample subtypes. So we want to know what are the biological processes which are going to have higher order comparing to the other processes. To do that, we used Fry, but I want to tell you a bit more about ROST and Fry, what are the commonalities between them. So both are bidirectional. At this point, I'll talk about barcode plot again. So barcode plot in the x-axis, it gives you the test statistics for each individual genes. So the higher the test statistic is in absolute value, the gene the more significant the gene is. I picked two group of gene sets, which are Wantvia breast cancer ESR1 up and down sets. These groups are published in Nature in 2001. They are very well known breast cancer pathways. So when you look at the these barcode plot, you can see the accumulation of the upregulated genes on top of the plot are really as it is defined in the previously defined set, and vice versa for the downregulated set. So this barcode plot is really helpful to visualize this sort of data, and both Fry and Rose are applicable to arbitrary designs which can be modeled with linear models. Also, they both work well with small sample sizes, unlike the permutation test. Rost uses to aggregate the gene level statistics. Rost uses many different statistics. You can check the details of them in the Lima user guide. They've been clarified. So, but Fry uses only mean to aggregate the gene level statistics. So, Rost, and in that sense, a bit more flexible. So, what are downsides of Rost? Rost has limitations while you are analyzing large collections of sets because it is too slow to analyze large number of sets. And p-value resolution is limited by the number of rotations. Like in this example, these are the top differentially expressed pathways in my experiment. And if you check the p-value column, you will see all the p-values has the same value, which corresponds to 1/1 of rotation, which is 10,000 here in this case. So top detected tests all have the same p-values, so you cannot distinguish between them with ROST. And also, they may vary from run to run. So what we've done is we improved those features with Fry. I'm not giving the theory behind it, but if you want to talk about it, I'm happy to talk. We used single value decomposition and some beta approximations. So our main assumption was the equal gene variances. So this is a very strong assumption, I know, but we fixed that by not losing power. We fixed this by standardizing the gene level statistics using posterior gene variances. So now it is preserving the power as ROST does. So it produces high resolution exact p-values, unlike ROST. If you look at the p-value column here, you can see much smaller p-values, and you can distinguish between the sets, and also you can see one where breast cancer ESR-UP set is detected as up, and the down one is down, which is a great result, turned up in Fry. And it is computationally very efficient. Like when we test over 4,000 pathways simultaneously, used just 10,000 rotation with ROST, and it took 20 minutes, while Fry does it in 4 seconds. So therefore, we thought we might have an shiny app, and we might use Fry because it will be much faster. It is hard to use it with ROST, and so this is the web address for the application, and source code can be found in my GitHub account. Bear in mind, this is my first RShiny app, so I have still a massive to-do list to improve that, but I'd like to thank Gordon for his mentorship, and Guido for the simulations, Roberto for infographics, Saskia is an RShiny enthusiast, and she helped me a lot with that, and my collaborators, Jen Bipinde and Delphine, for the data. So, thanks. Hyper. Yes. Yes, you can use it. Initially, this experiment has been conducted for between like five different different subtypes of breast cancer. So you can use it in multi comparisons by using F tests. Yeah. Any other question? Okay, that's good. Thank you. Thanks very much.